Like Socrates, I know one thing for sure. I don't know anything for sure. The cool thing about not knowing is that you're always learning. I learned a ton last week, and I want to share three quickies with you. I hope they help you see that whatever ignorance, lack, uncertainty, or emptiness you have at the outset of this week can instead be seen as one monstrous opening to learn. From last Monday on, over 525 awesome RFL readers gave me feedback on what they wanted from RFL, and almost half took the time to answer the open-ended question to share with me what might make RFL better. The feedback was rich. If you're interested, list at the bottom of this the top six requested topics. On Wednesday, Scarlett, my great voice teacher, taught me a bunch of stuff. She brings technical knowledge and vast experience, and she brings the obvious. She can't hear or see what I intend, but only what I present. She hears things like my overemphasis on consonants, and often sees things like my hunched shoulders or furrowed brow that I have no idea I am doing. Okay, let's trade places. You are me, and in place of Scarlett the teacher, put your kid or kids, your staff, or your customers, significant others, or if you're feeling daring, your adversary or rival. Now ask for feedback. Think of how much they see and hear that you don't know or intend. Consider how they could share perspectives, angles, freshness, or even cutting skepticism that would expand your knowledge. Last feedback story to tie it all together. I took a walk with Jim Kouzis last week, and we talked about the leadership practices inventory, the 360 tool that connects to the five practices outlined in his and Barry Kouzis' work, The Leadership Challenge. The questions are all about how frequently someone engages in a behavior, from almost always to almost never. Jim was telling me they have scores in their database for over 250,000 leaders and over 1,000,000 people who filled it out on themselves and or on someone else. Jim was saying that in their just released book, Credibility, How Leaders Gain and Lose It, they noted that the single least practiced behavior was asks for feedback on how his or her actions affect other people's performance. Singing is performance, and I'd like to be a good singer, so I'm asking Scarlett every week, how am I doing? If I want to be a great leader, I could get feedback from a coach, but whose opinion really matters most? It's my followers whose performance is so important to me. They see from multiple angles. Each one is different in background, knowledge, temperament, etc. Each interfaces with different stakeholders that I care about. Each is trying to practice our vision, goal, strategy, and mission. Whose opinion could possibly be more important for my performance at orchestrating their performance? And yet, seeking feedback from followers is dead last on the list of leadership practices. Jim told me that some people have said to them, drop the question about seeking feedback. If it's consistently last, it's statistically suspect as a useful question. His response is, no, people need to know how important this behavior is, so it's the last question that they would drop. As a boss, choir director, parent, leader, it's easy to keep on trucking, as they used to say, but maybe this week you should set up some opportunities to learn what you don't know. You could ask, for instance, how am I doing? What do you wish I'd do more often? What do you wish I'd quit doing or just do a lot less? What have you seen other managers or parents or teachers, etc., do that you think might help me to support your achievement? I don't know. Socrates didn't either. But I'm with him when it comes to asking a lot of questions. It sure helps you to lead with your best self. So, if you were interested in the results from last week's survey on RFL, here's how many people checked the top box. That is, that they would definitely read it. Number one was positive leadership, 68.3%. The second topic was inspiring others, 68.2%. The third was conflict, 57.2%. The fourth was emotional intelligence, 52%. Those four were above 50%. The fifth and sixth of interest here, number five, servant leadership, was 44.8%. And number six was, can you guess it? Getting feedback at 44.5%.